Why We Need to Avoid Sexual Risk Avoidance by Nicole Tamelio, MA, LCSW. What even is sexual risk avoidance? Abstinence-only promoters are getting sneaky. They've now termed the phrase sexual risk avoidance, SRA, education to replace abstinence-only education. It's taken me a few tries to figure out what exactly SRA is all about. My inbox was filled with some emails promoting the new public health program that will apparently save today's youth from the evils of sex education. Basically, this new concept is pretty much the same concept as abstinence-only education. No sex before marriage is the only safe sex. Of course, this also entails not talking about sex or sexuality in any way. SRA actually sounds like it could be a great program, but be aware, it is actually going to be causing more risks. Read more about it here by clicking on the link to the article, Why We Need to Avoid Sexual Risk Avoidance. The only way we're going to be able to have the kind of healthy attitudes about sex and sexuality that we need is to begin with the type of sex education we provide our children. Abstinence only is not healthy sexuality. If you're looking for more resources on sex education, want to get the conversation going with your kids, or want to provide them with appropriate information, we've compiled a list of reference books at this link for parents and children of all ages. Let me read you the titles. For Preschool Boys and Girls. 1. It's Not the Stork by Robbie H. Harris, Michael Emberley, ages 4 to 7. 2. Where Do Babies Come From? By Angela Royston, ages 3 to 5. 3. A Very Touching Book by Jan Hindman, ages 4 to 8. For Elementary School Age Girls and Boys. 1. It's So Amazing, a book about eggs, sperm, birth, babies, and families by Robbie H. Harris, Michael Emberley, illustrator, ages 5 to 9. Middle School, High School Age Girls. 1. What's Happening to My Body? Book for Girls, the new growing up guide for parents and daughters, 3rd edition, by Linda Medeiros et al., ages 9 to 15. 2. Growing Up, It's a Girl Thing, by Mavis Jukes, ages 9 to 14. 3. The Period Book, Everything You Don't Want to Ask But Need to Know, by Karen Gravel et al., ages 9 to 15. 4. Deal With It, A Whole New Approach to Your Body, Brain, and Life as a Girl, by Esther Drill et al., ages 12 plus. Middle School, High School Age Boys. 1. What's Happening to My Body? Book for Boys, A Growing Up Guide for Parents and Sons, by Linda Medeiros, ages 9 to 15. 2. What's Going On Down There? Answers to Questions Boys Find Hard to Ask, by Karen Gravel et al., ages 10 to 15. High School Age Girls and Boys. 1. Changing Bodies, Changing Lives, Expanded 3rd Edition, a book for teens on sex and relationships, by Ruth Bell, ages 13 plus. Young Adults, Adults. 1. Our Bodies, Ourselves for the New Century, by Boston Women's Health Book Collective. We hope you find this information helpful. Of course, if you have any questions, please contact us at 914-328-3700. You can also reach us by emailing us at info@maizewomenshealth.com.